The Midah of Gevurah, Mastering Self-Control, and the Marshmallow Test. And with Siyata Deshmaya to tackle the Indian of Gevurah, we have a mission in Perkei Avos, Perek Daled, Mishnah Aleph, Ben Zoma Omer, Ezu Chacham Alomin Mikol Adam, continues Ben Zoma, Ezu Gibar Kovishes Yitzra, who is the truly strong person, the one who can control, who can put the reins and subdue his Yetzirah, his evil inclination. Now, clearly, if Hashem Yisbarach, through the words of Ben Zoma, is demanding from each and every one of us that we have to overcome this daily nisayin of Kvishas HaYetzirah, by definition, the Eibishter himself, Kaviyocho, must also display this very midah. After all, the same way the Rechayim Elohim asked his Rebbe the Gra, if the Mishnah in Avos states that Ezu Asher Asamech Bechelko, if Hashem Yisbarach demands that we have to be a Semech Mechelko, by definition that's Machayev Kaviyochol, that Hashem Yisbarach himself exhibits in some way, shape, or form that very same Midah. So ask Rechayim Elohim of Hashem Rebbe the Groz, Echad Tzadik V'Kodesh Levracha, where do we see that Hashem is a Semech Mechelko? So explain the Groz. What do you mean? The Pasuk says in Azinu that Yaakov Cheva Nachaloso, that who is Chi Chelek Hashem Amo, Yaakov Cheva Nachaloso, who is the Chelek of Hashem Yisbarach? Klai Yisrael, Iva Klai Yisrael doesn't always behave, and still it doesn't make a difference. Machlokes Shem Meir Rav Yehuda in Kedushin Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, and we pasken Rabbi Meir, one of the few rare instances that we espouse the opinion of Rabbi Meir rather than his colleague Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Meir says that we're called Bonim Lamakim Afilu Kasheinim Hilgonim. The Pasuk says in Reipurk Yedalat Pasuk Aleph Bonim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem, and we're referred to as the Bonim of Hashem Yisbarach, even when we misbehave, even when we don't act like we're supposed to be acting. Still Hashem says, I love you regardless. Memela Hashem is the ultimate Osher. Ezu Osher, Semech Mechelko, explained the Grotz of Chaim Eloshin, that if Klai Yisrael is referred to in the Loshin HaMikra, as Kichelek Hashem, Amo Yaakov Chavanach Lasu, where the Chelek of Hashem? Ezu Osher, Semech Mechelko, Hashem is always happy with his Chelek, Dehainu, Chelek Hashem Amo, even when we misbehave. Continuing the train of thought of the Vilna Gaon's response to his Talmud Mubak Rechaim Elohim, if we're working in the context of the very same Mishnah, and Ben Zoma tells us, Ezo Gibra Kovishes Yitzah, where do we see that Hashem doesn't have a Yitzah? Aruch Halil Vachas? So where is Hashem a Kovishes Yitzah? And we know that every Midah that we have is intended to model ourselves after the Ribbono Shel Olam and Hagas. We have two Gemaras and Shas, one in the end of the first Perek in Sota, Daf Yadala, and Amin Aleph and Mesech HaSuto. The Gemara explains what's going on in the Pasuk, Parshas Re'e, Perkid Gimel Pasuk Hey, HaChareya Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu. You have to walk after the ways of God. How can you walk after the ways of God? Alokod Dvarei Ka'esh Hashem Ezeish? How can Uvosid Bokon? How is it Shaykh to attach ourselves to Yibarim? It's a similar question the Gemara poses in Ksuvas Kufiyan Allah from the base. How can we attach ourselves to Hashem? Hashem is all Eish. Ella, what does it mean? It means follow after midosav. Halech achar hanhagosav. How do we follow in the ways of God? Mahu malbish aruma vayas kasnas or vayalbishem. Hashem fashioned clothing for Adam and Chavan Gan Eden mikedem. Hamelav Hashem is malbish aruma. Hashem is mevaker chola by Avram Avinu. And Hashem is menachem avelim. Mechulei mechulei. If Hashem displays these midos, we have to follow suit. Achrei Hashem lekecha teilechu is machayev that we have to follow in the ways of the Eibishter. We also have a Gemara in Shabbos, Kuflam and Gimlam and Beis. Gemara cites the Pasuk in Mishalach and the Shira Sayyam, Perktes Vav and Pasuk Beis. Zekili Varveo, this is my God and I will glorify him. One of the numerous Gemaras and Shas that dictate Hisno, Lafana, Bemitzah, Sukhano, Lulafana, Bechule, various Kersos. We have Rashi, Bava Kamates, and Beis, various Gemaras that we deal with, the Gemara in the beginning, and those are Daf Beis, Bechule. And here we have an Abba Shol. Abba Shol says, no, what's Anvehu? As Rashi explains, Anvehu, he reads, Anivehu, me and God, we're like this, we're connected, Anivehu. Parenthetically, somebody once came to Noach Weinberg in Esha Torah, and he says, you know, Rabbi Rosh Hashiva, he says, I don't have to be religious. He says, what do you mean you don't have to be religious? He says, because God and I are like this. He says, what do you mean? He says, the other day I was riding my Harley Davidson around the cliff, and you won't believe this, I was going a little bit too fast, and I veered off the edge of the cliff, and I went 50 feet below, and I landed miraculously in the thickness of a tree, and I rolled off the limbs of the tree. I made it to the ground, I had a few scratches 50 feet off the side of a cliff, and I was okay. He says, you see, I don't need to be religious, God and I are already like this. He says, what do you mean? He says, who pushed you off the cliff? But this guy says, Anveyu is Anivahu. Anivahu were like this, we're together. So what does it mean to be together, to be connected with the Eivishter? Zok Davashul, it means, you have to display the meaning. It explains Rav Asher Weiss, why do we need two Gemaras? Because one is telling us B'maisa, and one is telling us in the Midos. In the Midos we have Shams Kuflam and Gimlam and Beis, Chanad V'Racham, Avata Chanad V'Racham, and then we have the Gemara Sota Yedal and Amad Aleph, the end of Perak Amad Sota, that instructs us, Mahum Alba Sharum and Menachem Avinu Bikro, Mevakir Cholem, we have to follow in the Maisim, the Pa'ulos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whichever Gemara you're going to opt for in this instance, but where do we see that Hashem is a Gibor? Where do we see Kavisha Sayyidza? We're supposed to follow God. That's why Ben Zoma tells us, be an Osher Samech Machalko, just like Hashem is the ultimate Osher Samech in Eschael, like the Gro explained. So where is the manifestation, the expression of Ezo Kibra Kovish Yisitzo by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So let's turn to the Gemara, the bottom of Samach Tes, Amad Beis, and Mesechus Yuma. A well-known Gemara, Amru Shumalevi Lama Nikrot Shman Anche Knesset Agadola. Why are the 120 members of the Great Assembly, why were they branded with such a choice appellation? The Hainu, the Anche Knesset Agadola. Explains the Gemara Shech Zero Tola Yoshana, they restored the crown and glory of HaKadosh Baruch to the ways of old. What happened? Because Asa Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu comes along in Devarim and Yud, and he refers to the Eibishter as Hakel Agadol Giba Vanora. Also, Yirmiyah v'yamar nochrim ekharkin v'hecholo ayinu rosov. Yirmiyah sees Zman of Churban Bayis Rishon, and he sees that the Goyim are making a lot of noise in the Beis HaMikdash. They're destroying successfully the Mokum of Hashem. Where's the fear, the awesomeness of the Almighty? Shalom HaNorah, he dropped mention of Nora. Also, then Yil Amar nochrim eshtabdi mebonov ayin givu rosov. He saw that nochrim were being meshtabed, subjugating the sons of HaKadosh. Where's the Gevura of our Kodesh Ruch? Zolom HaGibur. He dropped the mention of Gibur that Moshe Rabbeinu stated explicitly. Asa Inu comes along now, Chicken as Gadola, Viamra, and they said Faker Adarab, on the contrary. Zohi Gevuroso, Shekovish as Yitzro. This is the Gevura Hashem. Why? Because Hashem is Kovish. Hashem is the exact same Lashon. Kovish is Yitzro, Yitzro, Gibra, Kovish, Yitzro. Hashem subduces Yitzro. Or we have a Girsa chain, Tzarech Lomar Ritzono. Shenosein Erech HaPayim L'Rasham. Hashem is slow to anger when it comes to the wicked. Explains Rashi. Zoe Gavroso, Shekovish Yitzro Koloshon Malodush and Nishtaubu Behenu Marach Apo Kol Gezerah Shagozom Abono. Hashem witnesses Kaviochel, the harsh decrees issued against Kleisol, the Sheba, the oppressive abject conditions, and the Abister stays silent and he holds back his vengeance, the Kel Nekomos Hashem, until the right time to mete out the just punishment that the Goyim are so deserving of. Hashem is holding back. He wants to mete out punishment. Kleisol's enemy should be destroyed immediately. And Hashem is Erech HaPayim L'Rishoyim. How do we know a Koeshes Yitzro? Ezo Gibor, let's go back to the Mishnah Novos, Pardal and Mishnah Aleph. Ben Zohar continues, Ezo Gibor, Koeshes Yitzro. What Posek does he bring? Shenamar, we go to Mishle, Perek Tesayim, Posek Lamed Beis in 1632, and Shlomo Melech L'Chochem Yigalonim tells us that Tov Gibor, is what Tov Erech HaPayim Gibor V'Moshel Baruchu Milochei Ir, that who is greater than the Gibor, than the physical Herculean person, than the person who possesses brute strength? Tov Erech HaPayim Migibor, right? Shlomo and Mishlei Tazayin Amad Beis. The Erech HaPayim, the same exact terminology. Then Hashem is Marech HaPayim to the Rishoyim. Ezo Gibor Koresh Yisit. So where's Ben Zoma getting the lotion from? It's Poshet, Diskamor, Yuma, Samotas. Hashem is Koresh Yisitro. And what do we see? Shano saying Erech HaPayim the Rishoyim. Just as Shlomo writes in Mishlei. Then Hashem is what? An Erech HaPayim? Slow to anger, Tov Erech HaPayim Migibor. Mela, what do we see? That it's Gevura. It's an incredible, unparalleled strength of the Almighty, of the Eibishter, that he has such Gevura that he's able to suppress it, that he's able to hold back. Hashem wants nothing more but to exact vengeance against the enemies of Klai Yisrael, the Sonim and the Oifim, and by holding that back, that Kvishus HaYetzer, that is a Maisa Gevura. Thus, Anshik and Azulu, they go back and they reinsert mention of Gibor into Shmon Esrei. We have another Gemara in Brachos Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Avram Fried made a famous Tanya. We have a song. Amar Yishmael ben Elisha, the Kohen Gadol, Hashem says Barcheni. And from that we learn Alti Berachas Hedja Kalbeinacha. Yes, the Marsha asked, what do you mean a hedja? He was a Kohen Gadol. It's not a hedja. What do you mean Alti Berachas Hedja Kalbeinacha? Explain to Marsha. But Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even the Kohen Gadol blibes a hedja. And when you're matching yourself up to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then Amad, even a Kohen Gadol is a hedja. But that's the Gemara teaches us, because if he asked for a bracha from a mortal flesh and blood, from that the Gemara deduces, Alti Berchas Hedger Kalabeinacha. And parenthetically, there was once a well-known Rebbetzin who went over to a Kala under the chuppah, and she asked the Kala right after she came out, and she says, can I get a bracha? She looks at her Rebbetzin and says, Rebbetzin, you want a bracha for me? What do you want a bracha? She says, what do you mean? Alti Berchas Kala Hedger Beinacha. A little take on the words. Alti Berchas Kala Hedger Beinacha. I want the bracha from the Kala. Spelled a little bit differently, of course. Alti Berchas Hedger Kala Beinacha. Don't let it be light in your eyes. What was the bracha? Hashem says, Yishmael b'ni Barcheni, give me a bracha. So what's the bracha? Sheyich b'shura chamachas kascha. What are we talking about? Hashem is yich b'shura. When we say in Shemoneh Shekela, Godo ha-gibor v'yanora, Sheyich b'shura chamacha, Yuma samatas ha-meiz ben zoma, that's the idea of Komesis Yitzro. Hashem is Komesis, Sheyich b'shura chamachas kascha, not just the way it's expressed in the Gemara Yuma, but every time Hashem holds back, suppresses the anger, not only vis-a-vis the nations of the world, but even Klape Klayasol, Sheyich b'shura chamachas kascha, Sukha daf yedalan v'an alef, Amrav Yitzchak, the wisest philo, Nimshalo la'oser ma'osam hapiches ha'tvua begoren mimokum la'mokum. So too, tefila can take a Kadosh Baruch Hu from the kisei of Achzarius, the kisei of Din, and transition our Kadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol from exhibiting midas ha'din and midas ha'achzarius, cruelty and callousness, instead to midas ha'rachamonis. That's the tefila sheyich b'shura rachamas kaskos. We see that even our Kadosh Baruch Hu is a keeper. Ezo Gibor Kovesh Yisitza. So what are we instructed? Then Zoma says you have to be a Gibor. Explains in the Miri there are different types of kings. Yishmelach b'Medina writes the Miri in his Perush HaNavas. Yishmelach b'Beiso. There's a king, Achashverosh, over 127 Midias. Then there's a Melach b'Beiso, someone who's a king in his house. Now usually we think the husband's the king in the house. Of course we know that's not the case. The reason why they're called Balabatim is you're a Balabayis, Balaboss, right? Balaboss. And she's the boss and you're the Mal of the boss. In fact, one Chassidus Sefer writes, Mamash, a cute collection of drashas, we know the Pirkei Loser in the end of Perek Tezayin, Chosin Don LeMelech. So Chosin is like a king. His Chassidus Rebbe said, no. Until the guy gets married, he's Mamash a king. When he gets under the chuppah, he's only Doma to a Melech. And once he's married, he's not even Doma to a Melech anymore. It's only Chosin Don LeMelech. After that, he loses all sense of kingship. She's the boss. And that is the secret. You got to do whatever the wife says. She is the boss. Says a Melech Mebeso. But writes the Miri, who is the Chazak Shebekulam, who was the strongest, the mightiest of all kings, the one who was Moshe Baruch Hu, the Melech Al Atzmo. Why? Because it explains the meaning, when you have to overcome your Tchunus Hamadbos, Teva, those Midos that are inborn, that are ingrained in your essence, that are part and parcel of every fiber of your being, to overcome those, that takes a far greater level of Gevura. It's one thing to go ahead, Lo Chedir, to go ahead and circle a sin, but to go ahead and be a Moshe Baruch Hu, that takes a lot more Koach. Explains the Maral in his Derech Chaim and Ovis, Prakdal and Mishnah Aleph as follows. Why is Ben Zoma taking it for a Dover Poshet, that the true Chacham, the true Gibor, the true Ashir, the true Mechubad is precisely as he described? Explains the Maral. So how are you going to measure Gevura? You're going to say, oh, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger, maybe back in his prime, pre-Terminator days, and when he won Mr. Universe so many times over. You're going to say it's the guy who has the biggest muscles, who can lift the most weights, the guy who wins Olympic gold medal. That can be the Gibor. Why? Because what if there would be nobody in the world to beat up? What if there would be no Olympics, there would be no competition? How would you really honestly evaluate the Gevura of a Schwarzenegger? How would you, and of any Olympian, of any weightlifter, how would you go and evaluate? You can only evaluate when it's matched up against other people. You're stronger than he is. That can't be Gevura. Ashir. What if the dollar falls overnight and it has no value whatsoever, as has happened in countries throughout history? And at the end of the day, what happens if millions of dollars come falling out of the sky and everybody has millions of dollars? That also decreases, that diminishes, mamela, the value of the dollar, the value of any money. At the end of the day, anytime something is totally badas acherim, something is totally in other variables and other factors, then you can't say, Ezo Chacham, and the one who is the wisest. Why is he the wisest person? Because he's wiser than somebody else? That's not a Chacham. Ezo Chacham, the one who really values values chokhma and values his own chokhma as one is always in hot pursuit of ever more chokhma. He's a lomi mikolonish and a marma kumalam de iskali. He's always learning more. That's why the Maral's brother writes in the Sefer HaChayim. Notice we don't call a chas a chokhma chokhma. We call him a tamar chokhma. The Hainu writes the Maral's brother and Rosh Shlomo Gottsfried and Sefer Perion. To be an emistic a chokhma, you have to be a tamar chokhma. You always have to be a tamar. You always have to be learning. Writes a motto katz in the Bermachokek and Parshas Tetzavim. Writes the Ber Machokek. That's why we see Yeshua is called a Nar. Yitzhak Avinu in the Medrash is called a Nar. 37 years old, he's called a Nar. Yeshua called a Nar. You got to be a Nar. You got to be on fire. Hait Suber Rabbon and Yotam Machok on the pages of Shas is called a hot, the burning fire. You got to have the Slavos. You got to have Nar. Vayinaruas and Mitzrim. You got to be on fire. You got to be a Tamachokim. You got to be learning from other people. And that shows you value Chokma. Eizim Machuba and Machabi to Sabriya. So why? Here's the Machuba, the one who gets honored at the dinner. What do you mean? Who's deciding who gets the awards, right? The rabbi, the president, they get together and have a committee and they decide who's going to get the guest. The ones who have the honor, the ones who are bestowing it upon other people. Hamachavid Sabriyas, they have the real honor. Ezo Giber has to be an internal conflict, an internal struggle. Who's the Giber? The one who can beat up other people. If you're stranded on an island and there's nobody to beat up, there's no one respectively that vis-a-vis him you could evaluate properly and assess your intrinsic Givura, then by definition has to be something internal. So the common denominator, the Tana Shav, and all these ideas expressed by Ben Zoma explains the Maral is that they're all internal struggles. They're all emanating forth from within, from the Pnimius of the Adam. Ezo Gibor is the Kovish Yisitzo, that's Emistiki Gevura. If Hashem can be Kovish Yisitzo Kaviyochol, then we too could follow suit Mahu Afata, and we can be Kovish our Yetzer. So that is Ezo Gibor Kovish Yisitzo. Explains Rav Naftali Mirapshitz. Notice how Ben Zoma says that Kovish Yisitzo. Don't worry about telling every other Jew how to overcome his Yetzirah. Don't go around giving Musar to everyone else. Ezo Gibor, oh, the guy who goes around and says, oh, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, this is what you should do. Kovish Yisitzo. So the Rav Shitzur, you worry about your Yetzirah, and let him worry about his Yetzirah. And that is Kovish Yisitzo. Explains the Yisavach Moshe as follows. This is a very big Yisav. We're going to flesh it out with the Vilna Gaon and a Salon of a Rebbe. But the Yismach Moshe says, in explaining that mission in Ovis Dal and Aleph, HaKovish is Yitzo as the Pshat, you have your own Yetzirah. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry, every Reuven, Shimon, or Levi has his or her own Yetzirah, Kovish is Yitzro, that you're Mechuyev to be Kovish. And no two people have mamash the same Nisyon. As Achayim, everyone's got different struggles. Explains the Nesiva Shalom, the Slanim Rebbe, is Maimer Ashorish Pura Rosh Valana in the two volume set of Nesiva Shalom, not the one in Chumash, and explains the Gra and his Perush and Sefer Yonah and in several of the Makomas as well. Notice how when you get up in the morning and you go through a regular course of a day, the Yetzirah is always testing you repeatedly in certain areas. Now, every single person, more or less, has Taivas Ochel and Taivas Nashim and Taivas Kovin and Taivas Lashon Hara and Taivas Momen. We all share similar Taivas. We all have Taiva and we all have Kas and we all have Gaiva and Kenar Rachmana Litzla. But explains the Gra'an Salman Rebbe, you have an Neshama that came in as a Gilgul and you have to be Mashlim that Chelek that your Neshama was sent back to accomplish. Everyone has his job, his tafka to do in this world. Why is it that we can go out and overcome a Yetzirah in a certain category in our lives, and yet every day, or every other day, Yetzirah keeps fighting us? Now we know, yes, Sukkot and Beis, and Aleph, Kedushin, and Aflamin, and Beis, and Rav Yitzchak, HaYetzirah Shalot, and Mizgabar, Allah, B'chol Yom, Yom, V'olam, Allah, Yekar, Shukhoz, Allah, Yochel, and Otzcho. We know every day he's fighting us, but it's more than that. Every day, no matter how many times we overcome this Nisayan, it's like it never goes away. Why can't we just put it away, lock it up, and say, I got rid of this Yetzer, goodbye forever. Teretz is, writes the Gra. Hashem is showing you that's part of your Iker Tafkid, what your Yetzer is to go in and overcome. Certain people have more Taivas Momen than others. Certain have more Taivas Kovin, certain more Taivas Noshim, certain people have more Taivas Achila. Everyone's got their own Yonas. There was one case in Yeshiva Bachar, woke up in the middle of the night, and he mamash, he wasn't even pregnant, and he was binge eating. Right, he's a yeshiva guy, right? You know, a pregnant woman get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, they want a whole tube of ice cream. Here, this guy, he needed to eat ice cream and pizza, and he couldn't hold back. True story. Finally went to doctors all the way. He couldn't figure out why he was eating so much. He finally went to Makomo. Makomo says, what? Check the mezuzahs. He got his mezuzah checked, and the sofer, who was distracted, instead of writing, V'achalta v'savato, he wrote, V'achalta v'achalta. Mele, kept eating. True story. V'achalta v'achalta, keep eating. The guy got the mezuzah fixed, V'achalta v'savato, and he was fixed. That's it, mamash, no problem. And now we got the Sviya. Some people can't stop eating. Some people have major nisyonos with eating. Some people typhus kovat, typhus noshim, typhus moment. Everyone's got a sprinkling of all those aforementioned typhus. But you know yourselves, right? The Yismach Moshe, Kovish is Yitzro. Not a Kovish es Hayetzar, because everyone's got a Yitzro that's miyuchad that's designated for you and explains the grow. Your neshama comes back into this world. I ask the person, how do I know what my tafkid is? You know what your tafkid is, because think about it for a moment and you'll see the area where Hashem tests you repeatedly over years, where He keeps testing you no matter what. He keeps saying, Hashem, what's going on? Stop testing me already. Teretz is because your neshama has to overcome this test in order to get to its shleimus. And it's a mamash, a scary thought. Two people could go up to Gan Eden Shomayla Lachamei Ve'ashem Shona. And one person is a bigger Lamdan, a bigger Bucky, a bigger Sinai, a bigger Okahara, a bigger Tamachokham, a bigger everything. And the other guy is going to be higher in Gan Eden. Why? Because he worked incessantly on himself to find his Nekuda, his Pagam, and his Neshama. Why his Neshama was Nezgaga, why he reincarnated and came back to this world. And he knew, I have to be Mashalim this Chelek of a Tikkun. And if you're not the Mashalim the Chelek of Tikkun, even if you learned a lot of Torah, the same with Al-Shech HaKadosh, the Arizal, Al-Shech writes, who is one of the biggest, most famous Balei Adrush? There's a Sefer Kitzur Al-Shech, and even the Kitzur Al-Shech is incredibly long. The Al-Shech HaKadosh wrote tons and tons on Tanakh, on Chumash, on the Megillus, we have so much of the Al-Shech. Why? He wanted to learn by the Arizal. He went to the Arizal and he says to the Ari, he says, I want to learn. Can you imagine a one door in the 1500s you had in Sfat? You had the Arizal, who was the Rebbe. You had the Beis Yosef, who was the Rav. You had the Sefer Charedim, who was the Shamash in the Beis Knesset. You had the Al-Shech, who was the Darshan. You had all these four Gedolei Yisrael Mamash in the same door in the same shul. Mamash Apella. As I saw Rav Galinsky from Eretz Yisrael, he says, imagine, he says, waiting for Shmon Esrei. Imagine the guy who was the Shri Yatziba. It's like you had to turn around. Like, you're not going to start Shmon Esrei until the Arizal, the Beis Yosef, the Al-Shech, and the same Charedim until they all finish Shmon Esrei. So he says, he asked a Kabbalah. There was one time in Tzfat that the Arizal finished Shmon Esrei. Can imagine it was a long Shmon Esrei. And he told the Shri Yatziba to start, even though the Beis Yosef was still davening. Even though the Beis Yosef was still... So you can't believe it, but the shots that Arizal tells you to go, you go. So the Arizal gets up after davening, and he says, I want everyone to know that Chalila Bachas, it's not the pshat that I wasn't makbid on the cover of my dear Chavar, Rabbi Yosef Kairo, the Beis Yosef. That's a pshat that we only have to wait for someone who's davening. But I know that the Beis Yosef, at a certain point in Shmon Esrei, was thinking and learning, and we don't have to wait for him to think about learning. That's the Arizal. He was thinking about a kasha that he was working on. And we don't have to wait for the Beis Yosef to finish up his learning. So the Beis Yosef gets up and he says, now you know the Galus of the Arizal, because in Shema Kolenu I was mafsik. And I thought about something I'm writing, working on right now in the Beis Yosef, a bomb kasha. And I got stuck on that kasha. And I was thinking about the kasha in Shmon Esrei. And that's the Galus of the Arizal. You didn't have to wait for me, because he was thinking and learning about the kasha. You only have to wait when they're still davening. But he was already mafsik and davening. That's it. You can go, hello. Reminds you the story of Chaim Voloshin. He says once that he saw the Gra looking very depressed one day, and he went over and he says, Rebbe, he says, why are you looking so sad? He says, it was a very shver Zohar Kaddish. I was working on a difficult Zohar for so many years. And he says, in the middle of Shmona Esrei, he says, Mamash Hashvein Avinu Sosech, I came up with seven pshatim to this Zohar that was bothering me for years, seven different Vahalchim to far end for this shver Zohar. He says, and I thought about it in the middle of davening, and by the end of Shmona Esrei, Abishar took it away from me. And I lost all seven pshatim because I thought about it in the middle of Shmon Esrei. And that's why the Gro was a little bit down that day. The next day, he was unbelievably happy. So Rechaim Elosh, it's a new what happened today. He says, today, in the same place in Shmon Esrei, the seven Mahalchim came back and I pushed them bedafka out of my mind. And by the end of Shmon Esrei, Hashem gave them back to me. That's why I'm happy. Because you can't think about learning, right? What happens in the middle of Shmon Esrei? You know, it's a famous story. Reuven tells Shimon, you know, I know how to read people's minds. Shimon says, what are you talking about, Reuven? He says, yeah, come with me to shul today. He says, come, we're going to go to Shacharis, and I'm going to tell you, he says, I'm going to read people's minds. So Reuven and Shimon go, he said, finish up Shimon Esrei quickly. And Shimon says to Reuven, okay, no, tell me what's he? He brings him to his shul. He says, no, Reuven, tell me, what's this guy in the corner thinking about? He says, oh, that guy, he says, oh, he says, he's thinking he's got a surgery that he's got to run out to this morning. He's going to have to leave Downing by Ashrei and Uval at sea, and he's got to run out. He's got an emergency surgery. He says, that's really impressive. That's David the surgeon. Unbelievable, Reuven. He says, what about that guy? guy says, that guy's thinking, I got to get the legal papers together. I got a big case in court later on. And that's what he's thinking about. And so we know that the best business dealings have taken place in Shmoneh Esrei. All right, that's when the guys make the best deals. He says, so what's he thinking about? He says, that's amazing. He says, that's Steve the lawyer. He says, very impressive. Then he says, okay, Reuven, what about that guy shuckling away in the corner? And there's a guy, he's schwitzing and he's shuckling, momish, sweating bullets. And the guy is unbelievable. Kavona. He says, wow, Shimon, what a guy you have in your shul. This guy's thinking, Rebbe Kivager and Ketzais and Shem Shmaitza. And unbelievable things. And Mamash of Tanakh and Ramban says, what an Elohim. He says, Elohim, what do you mean? That's Yankel. He owns a local farm store. He's just also thinking about his business. Right, what are we thinking about in Shmoneh Esrei? It's all about a person maximizing his kochos, kovish, his yitzro. You have to know what is your chelik. The Alshach HaKadosh wanted to learn by the Arizal, and the Arizal told him that you're a gilgul of a choshev talmud chacham, and you already mastered Torah and Istar. You don't need to learn from me. The reason your neshama had to come back into the world is because you never mastered the chelik adrush. That's why you have to spend your life becoming a world famous darshan, and that's when he became the Alshach HaKadosh, because the Arizal told him that's his neshama. Imagine had he learned by that result, would have been a choshev talmud chacham in the other day. If you didn't do what you needed to do, you didn't maximize your kochos, then you're not going to get to the olam haba that's destined for you. That's the Yisrach Moshe. Ezo Gibor Koish says, Yitzro, you got to figure out what is your ikar nisoyan. And it's the way the Gros says that the Yetzirah is constantly testing you. That's the area that says you better work on this. And it's more important to focus on that than becoming the biggest talmud chacham, the biggest bal tzedakah, the biggest bal chesed. You have to become the biggest talmud chacham you can be. But the most important tafkin in life, and that's why the Gros himself writes in Evan Shlema that life is all about Shviras Amidas. That's why we saw Salanter. It's more difficult to break one Midah than it is to master all of Shas, because the Tafkid is, why does Hashem need your Neshama back in the world? To be Mashlim, to bring a Lidei Tikuno. You have to know your Yetzahara. And that's what Be'ikar you have to work on. But as the Maral told us, the real Gevur is, it's that internal struggle. As the Miri pointed out, you're going Neged, you're Tchunas and Efesh. That is the biggest struggle. So, if life is about Gevura, which Av best demonstrates the Midah of Gevura? If Ben Zoma instructs Ezo Gibra Kovesh Yitzro, and Gevura is Hashem, Erech HaPayim, Tov Erech HaPayim, Gibor. If it's all about Kavishas Ayetzer, who best demonstrates it? Now we know we have an animal, the Aryeh. Aryeh Osios Yira, Yira Gematria 211, Gematria Gevura, Yira and Gevura. And Aryeh, a lion, inspires Gevura. Yizgamer Kari is how the Torah Shulchan Aruch begin Archaim. So let's go back to a point that we asked last year. We asked the Kasha, what do you mean? You open up an Archaim, Yizgamer Kari Lachem, Lavoda Sabore, Yizgamer Kari. Anyone know anything about a lion? If you ever saw Africa, the Serengeti. It's an old IMAX from about 20 years ago. Eschatai and Emes Krayom, James Old Jones, narrating Africa, the Serengeti. I remember hearing this about 20 years ago. He says that the average lion sleeps 20 out of 24 hours a day. Okay, Yetzer in the morning, right? It's cold, it's freezing outside, minus 3 degrees, right? 2 weeks ago, Yizgamer Kari, Yetzer, no problem. I didn't get my 20 hours yet. I'll get out of bed when the lion awakens, that's when I'll awaken. What's Yizgamer Kari? The guy's sleeping. Who do you think is, he's the king in the jungle, but who's the king of the house? Going back to me, who's the Melech and the Bias? It's the lioness. She's making dinner. She's the one who's running after all the animals. The lion sits there, he's sleeping 20 out of 24 hours a day. What do you mean, Yizgamer Kari? It's a pella. It bothered me for a long time. Terence is posh. And because the lion can be in the midst of its deepest slumber. But if there's a nice smelling antelope or zebra that walks right by, in the middle, that's it. In a quarter of a second, it's up and it's out and it captures that zebra in 2 seconds. It can be in the midst of a deep slumber, but when it wants to get up, in a quarter of a second, it gets up, it doesn't wait, zero hesitation. That's Yizgamer Kari. You're sleeping, you're in the middle of the most kishmak asleep, it's freezing outside, and you got the rain coming down and the snow, and it's warm under the down comforter, and you got the down pillow, and it's kishmak, and the heat is on. And I remember once I visited a Talmud of mine who was learning in the mirror, and I came in to visit him, he was sick in bed, and I came in and it smelled like fresh brewed coffee. And I said, are you late? I said, what's Prani? He says, no one here in the Deer even really likes coffee, but we have a rotation of setting the Mr. Coffee every night before we go to sleep so we can wake up in the morning to fresh brewed coffee. The aroma filling the dira in the mirror. Mamash, I walked in, it was geschmack. He says, but I said, how do you get in the bed? Right, it's geschmack. The fresh aroma, it's geschmack. You're comfortable. Man. You scour curry. Turns you got to make a minion. You got to get in the bed. You scour the lions in the middle of a sleep. You got the nice zebra walking by. You got to get up in an instant. That's your scour curry. That's kovacious Yitzro. Nothing more but staying in bed in your comfort. But what a kovacious Yitzro. That's really Riyu Gevura. Riyu Gevura is that you got to be Kovish Yitzchok. That's the Ari, the line who inspires Yira. Aryeh Osios Yira. Yizgaber Kori Gevura Gematria to 11 Gematria Aryeh. Who is Yira? Who is Yira Al Panechem? Who corresponds to Shavuos, which is all about Yira Al Panechem? Tur Nachas Oshchodesh Orchaim Taf Yitzayin. That's Yitzchok Avinu. Yitzchok is Midas Gevura. Yitzchok is Yira. Why is Yitzchok Midas Gevura? Because Ezo Givar Kovish Yitzchok. As the Baal Shem Tov and Tamidi Abes point out, notice how the choice wording of Ben Zoma is not to mevatlo, not to destroy it, it's not hargo, it's not to kill the Yetzara, it's Kovish Yitzchok. Kovish is, I'm suppressing it, I'm putting the reins on it. The Hayyam mevatlo Yitzchok, you know what, a channel and redirect it. Let's go to Kedusha, Naflaman of the base. Barasi Yitzhara, Barasi Lo, Torah Tavlin. Doesn't say the Torah is the sword that's going to kill, decapitate the Yetzara. Torah's the Tavlin. What's Tavlin? Spices. Let's just learn the Gemara. Kipshuto, what spices? If you want your chicken to taste peppery, you put pepper in. Salt, so your ginger, you put ginger. You always put spices into food to redirect, to rechannel which direction you want it to take. That's what the Torah does. Torah says what? Hemshech of the Gemara, Pogo, Chalmanuvo, Benarch, Mashkil, the Beis Medrash. You meet the Yetzara, leave him outside. What do you mean bring him into the Beis Medrash? Bring him into the Beis Medrash, take those kochas, but what? Channel it, redirect it. Let's say Lo Yetzara, a person has Taivas Noshim. Taivas Noshim, so the Bali Sforma Kadeshim say, it's the type of what you want to create. You want to be Motzi Zera. Instead, be Motzi Chidushe Torah. Chidushe Torah like your children. Your Chidushe Torah is your Chelik and Torah. Chazan Ishu, never had children, said every time he put in a safer, he felt like he was walking a child down to the chuppah. Take that koch of wanting to create, and instead of creating zera, create chedushi taira. You're a bal gaiva, no problem. Mitoshalo, the shor brochas yadzainam and alup sachem nafnun. Lolam yasa godim atomit to shalos. We should do shalom the shor bolus. Become a bal gaiva, become a bal gaiva in the base memorish. Want to become the biggest lamdan, the biggest boki, the biggest sina, the biggest okaharim. Take the yitzhara, don't destroy him. Use it, channel it, redirect those kochas. Person has gavaldic athletic ability. Come into the base matters and use that energy and that dynamism and now channel it into learning. That's why it's Kovish Yitzchok. Don't be mevatel it. Channel it. Self-control. Put the reins on it. And that's what the Torah does. It gives us the techniques, how to control it, how to properly use the Yitzchok to our advantage. The same way Alter Slobodka came into the yeshiva one time and he saw Rav Hunder learning by himself. When the Gemara says, Amakas, Davyiram, and Aleph, Haitz, Cherv, Al Sanem, Shaisu, Shalom, Nimbad, Lamad, you have to learn with the Charusa. Mihoi, Bahamad, Lo, Tivoy, you got to learn with the Charusa. You can't learn by yourself. He says, Rabbi Yitzchok, he says, what do you learn? He says, what do you mean, Rabbi? I'm not learning by myself. He says, I got the best Charusa. He's always on time. He's always here before I even get here. He never leaves until I leave. And he's talking to me every single second. Who's that? That's Yitzhara. That's Yitzhara. He says, I bought my Yitzhara into the base marish. So why am I learning with him? I'm going to learn with him. I'm going to bring him into the base medrash, and I'm going to use him to my advantage. Yes, I'll be a Balgaifa. Yes, I'll be a Kasson, but I'll be a Kasson in the Gemara. I'm going to be angry until I get shot in the Shem Shmaitz and the Machlaikas, Tzais and Asivas, Machavta Shotaira, Sanenjer Chabez and Bama, they will lochemim, Zemazel, writes the Yishalei. That's why in the Yishami, it's Tachazi. Come see what I have to say in Bavli. You had to get someone's attention because it was Machavta Shotaira. Toshma, listen to what I have to say already. It's a Machoma. Take the Kasma, put it into the Gemara. Take the Gaiva, put into the Gemara. Kovish is Yitzro. It's not destroy it. It's not Mavatlo. It's an Ahargo. It's to put the reins on it. Who taught us how to put the reins on all who you are? Yitzchok was tied down. Notice it's not a Krovis Yitzchok. It's a Kenas Yitzchok. Yitzchok was tied down. He tied himself down. Notice in the beginning of Arachayim, anytime you tie something, you tie the tefillin on the left hand. You put on your shoes, right? Your first left shoe, you tie the left shoe. Why is all tying on the left? Explain them with Kabbalah Mashari. Yora, Tzad Yeminis Chesed, that's Avram. That's all is Yitzchok, Din Gevura. What is Din? Writes the Gaon, his Perush on Rus, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Din is Milosh and Dai. Enough. Hold something in place. Tie it down. When you tie something in place, you restrict it, you limit it. That's Akenas Yitzchok. Tie himself down. That's Shmon Esrei. Maral and Nesiva Solom, Nesiva Moda, and Perek Zayin, Rav Shwab on Prayer, page 411, quoting Rav Hirsch. The Sein Hayom. What is Shmon Esrei? The Amida service. Stand straight. Lock yourself down. Akeda. Make yourself an Akeda. Who's the Omen HaTfila? Yitzchok. What is Tfila? Tfila, righteous Shushan Pinkas, Sharma Tfila. tefila dafkuv beis tefilas vayamar pichas vayir follow me to sadin didn't die. Hold yourself in place. Brachas tefila number beis based in yecheskel al of zayin raglam regel yesharav. Lock yourself in place. Tie your feet and your hands together. That's amida Hashem. I'm all yours. Yitzchak didn't just give us a tefila. He gave us a mincha. He gave us an offering. Pshutu kemashmo. He offered cheatzmiu so mamish. That's why he's an offering. Literally, he is gevura hakovesh yitzro. He tied himself down. He gave over everything. What? To be mevato ritzon chalifnei ritzono. That's gevura. That's someone who ties himself down. Walter Mischel wrote a bestseller called The Marshmallow Test. This goes back to the 1960s in the surprise room in Stanford University. They did a study, fascinating study, he and his colleagues, all about self-control. It's called Stanford University Surprise Room. Now, he does have a great quote here from Thomas Shelley, who writes as follows, a Nobel laureate in economics. How should we conceptualize this rational consumer whom all of us know and who some of us are, who in self-disgust grinds his cigarettes down the disposal, swearing that this time he means never again to risk orphaning his children with lung cancer, and is on the street 3 hours later looking for a store that's still open to buy cigarettes. Who eats a high-calorie lunch knowing that he will regret it, does regret it, cannot understand how he lost control, resolves to compensate with a low-calorie dinner, eats a high-calorie dinner knowing he will regret it, and does regret it. Who sits glued to the TV knowing that again tomorrow he'll wake early in a cold sweat, unprepared for that morning meeting on what so much of his career depends. Who spoils the trip to Disneyland by losing his temper when his children do what he knew they were going to do, when he resolved not to lose his temper when they did it. I'd say we can control. Why can't we control ourselves? Why can't people put themselves on diets? Why can't we control? So with his colleagues, he put together the marshmallow test. They took together preschoolers. And it's a fascinating thing. What they did was, they asked them what's your favorite things. So this was some marshmallows, cookies, whatever it was. And they would go ahead and put them in a room and say, you know what, Joey, here's a marshmallow. A geschmack, a mushy marshmallow. And that he so coveted, and they put it right in front of his face. You can have the marshmallow right now, just here's a bell. And they got a bell, we're going to leave the room. Teacher said, I'll proctor, we'll leave the room. Anytime you want me to come back in, anytime you want the marshmallow, just give a little ding, and I'll show you that I come back in. And first they take the kids, press the bell, teacher comes back in. So they know for sure, I press the bell, marshmallow's mine, and then you can eat the marshmallow. But if you wait around 15, 20 minutes, I'm going to come back in, and then you can have two marshmallows. If you don't touch this one marshmallow now, then you can have two. Oh, cookies? So they say one precocious little child asked for cookies, Oreo cookies. What do? The teacher walked out of the room. He opened up all the Oreo cookie. He licked out the vanilla from the inside, put it back together, and then came in and got his two cookies in the back. And then a little smart kid. They said, I want to know which company he became a CEO of down the road. But Uncle Bonham said that, and they showed videos. They had a video camera and a one-sided mirror. And it's amazing, and you could go ahead and Google it today. Many studies that have been similar since the 1960s and showing how these little kids struggle, like the mamish, they're going mashuga, they want to eat the marshmallow, but who wouldn't do it intellectually? Self-control. Give up the one marshmallow. 15 minutes, you'll get two. And that's what life is all about. Eat that, you'll be healthier. You'll be happier. Community. You know you're going to be happier when you're Kovesiyetzer. They follow those kids. The kids that were able to show the ability to master self-control, they followed them through elementary school, through life. It was mamish, about a 40-year study. And they showed that the majority, the ones who were able to hold back not eating that marshmallow, to wait the 15 minutes, they became more successful in school, had more successful careers, had happier lives, happier marriages, because it's all about the real Gevurah Kavesh Yitzro. Life is about self-control. That's what life is all about, to master self-control. So in the end of the day, he does give a lot of tips, and he goes through various studies, and the whole idea about following these students, and we're mamish at a time, but just mamish b'kitzer. In part 3, he writes from lamp to life. So he says, what do we see? Yes, different people have different yitzharas. Some people are better at controlling it than others. It isn't important, key, though, the ones who are able to master different ones of techniques. Some people, what do? They sing. Some of the little girls, they would sing, distract themselves. You got to distract yourself. You have to make a dar. Some of the kids, don't look at the marshmallow. Take it and put it under the plate. Put it under the table. Because if you don't see the yitzhar, if you make a darim, you have the filter on the computer that disallows you from ever seeing, from ever being tempted by that. Get and make the gather a koish and say, what? I'm not even going to be tempted by it. Don't go out and see that pizza. Don't go out and have your eyes view it. And if you do view it, distract it like Ravoman Alishor. Think about Akasha. Think about learning. Think about something that's going to divert your attention. And we don't have to be the victims of our social biological history. Self-control skills can protect us against so much through life. It's not just about self-control. It's about being a happier, healthier person for the rest of your life, and it involves much more than determination. It requires strategies and insights, as well as goals and motivation, to make willpower easier to develop and persistence rewarding in its own right. It's important. You have to have tachbolot. You have to have strategies. You can't just say, "Oh, I'm going to overcome the Yetzer." You know, if you love pizza, you know, if you love money, if you're tempted to have his notion of chulei, you got to put it out of sight and out of mind. Sometimes it's going to be out of sight, out of mind. So what do you have at your disposal 24/7 to always distract you? The instant you see the billboard, the instant you see the ad, what are you going to latch onto right away? What's going to distract the iron rolls and shamas? Imagine that God is watching the computer screen right with you. Have something. It should be Seshem Nevi Summit. Have a song. Have a vart. Have something that's going to distract you, that can always divert your attention. And motivation. Oh, you know what? So many Hasidic rabbis used to say the example that Yanko said, "Oh, I got to give up alcohol." So he says, "Oh, he's walking by a bar, and he says, 'Yes, I am mamish, I'm going to kolbeish this yetzer.'" And he knows they're going to the bar, so he runs home and he says, "Yes, Hashem, I overcame. I didn't go to the bar. Oh, I have to have l'chaim now. After l'chaim, that I was able to kolbeish the yetzer." And then he goes right back into drinking. You don't reward yourself with that, but you say every time I'm going to kolbeish the yetzer, you keep track of chesed and nefesh. I'm going to warn myself. I'm going to buy myself nocha sefer. I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to go out to the restaurant every time. Overcame that, make a system of incentives. But you gotta have a plan, you gotta have a mahalach, you have to have a drocha. Life is about kvisha seyitz, it's about a gibor, it's about yitzchak. That's what it means in Eved Hashem. Tie yourself down, but it's gotta be your strategies and incentives. Read the book, Hatzlacha Rabba, and we'll Eved Hashem eat after Pesach, Freilich and Kosher Pesach, and Yashakar.